So we have Jessica, Alec, Ryan, Ivan, Ruta, Tony.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So 7 versus 20. Oh, I'm sorry, 6 versus 20. We can do it.
We got this.
If each of us take out 3 before we go down, we win.
Of course, that implies that we're going down.
Oh, it is 20 times.
If we get trapped, we're kind of screwed.
I don't want to get shot 20 times.
Of course, last time we had like a large scale battle, it was like 4 of us versus how many dudes, and we won like pretty handily.
I think it was 8.
We won because of the intervention of the blood god.
Well, attribute it to what you want. We still won.
Plus 3. Okay. Barbarian.
So the two Indians are going to be in back shooting.
Cowards.
They will.
They're American and Englishman. What is Tony? Is he English?
Yeah, Tony's English.
Okay. So the American and two Englishmen will be up front, and the Chinese one will be running back and forth doing whatever.
I don't have range. I do throw knives.
I know. You have some range.
If she could also actually infiltrate the area so you guys actually know what you're going up against.
Yes. You have stealth and you also have buffs.
Scouting.
Is amazing.
What does the scouter say about his power level?
It's 1,006.
It's not over 9,000.
It is if you turn it upside down.
That's a joke. The scouter is currently upside down. Yep, it's over 9,000.
Barely. All right, Ivan.
Barely.
You've been volunteered to go scout.
Unless you want me to come with you.
What? I'll go.
I don't have any stealth.
D6. The white die is my long arm.
Okay.
Got 14.
Okay, hold on.
Since Tyler probably had some extra weapons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure where they are.
Tyler,
he's at class.
Class?
Yeah.
He takes the evening classes?
Yeah, he and Steven don't get off until like 8:45.
Dang.
I can use... Yes. Of course I can use 2 weapons while I'm raging.
No, you can't hold something in both hands.
You're too angry.
Yes.
Your intelligence really just dropped to animalistic.
When you rage, you don't use any weapons. You just go at them with your fist.
Actually, that's a rage power. I gain a claw and a bite attack while raging. I didn't take it. Instead, for some reason, my rage makes my sword catch fire. Or be covered in acid or do frost damage.
However you feel
it. After gathering some information, which you guys will successfully do eventually. We'll find out that Polly Stevens is located in one of the warehouses outside of town,
near a small pier that was made up.
I'd say it's towards the outside of town, not just outside of town. And Ivan, the first thing you notice is that this area's actually been kind of converted to a small, like, fortress. Like, up here along the edge, you'll notice that they kind of have, you know, convenient places of cover set up.
There's a ladder leading out to the side, and then there are 2 heavy doors that look like it's had iron, like, welded to it, or bolted to it. There's a small pier out back. So, you're basically, like, kind of over here. And these little circles over here, those are lampposts, and right up here are basically, like, the little lamps that hang on either side of the door. And this is warehouse 103.
Did I see any guys?
Not. Give me a nose check. I know your stealth was a 14. So let me see if they notice you.
Ha ha!
No.
Did I get power?
11.
You can hear there's some guys up on the roof.
Okay.
No one outside directly.
Do I see any boats or anything by here?
No, not at this time.
Okay. I go back to report. It's been converted into a fortress. The rooftop has cover. There's guys on top of the roof. I haven't been able to get their exact numbers. And the door has been reinforced with iron or metal of some sort.
So it does look like it's only one way in?
Yes, unless there's a skylight.
Yes. I'm sure at the moment we go up there, unless we can take them out without firing bullets or any screams, they're going to know we're here. Hmm?
And as soon as one of them fires a bullet. Go ahead, keep going.
Unless we can try and bluff them into saying that we're part of the group. Like they said, they like to recruit foreigners. The only ones who stand out are the two Englishmen.
What?
Of course, I don't know if they hire women.
Did you see any women?
I didn't see anybody.
So that's another thing, huh? Because it looks like we only have really two options.
And isn't the leader Japanese?
Yes.
I don't think he would hire a Chinese woman.
Why not?
You may. You're both in the UK. He may put aside that.
We don't
know this person.
Really get along.
Country differences?
Yes, and much, much easier.
Okay.
Oh no, you can only make a single attack with spring attack, can't you?
Yeah.
Darn. Spring attack, glory blows.
I don't necessarily want to charge them, especially since that if the outside looks like a fortress, you can only imagine what the inside looks like. It's either one big living room or it's a fortress itself.
It's a teenage girl's room.
There are Twilight posters hanging out.
Okay, can we burn this place?
Unfortunately, no. They used a bunch of asbestos when making the posters.
And the posters.
Yep.
How would you throw it in the ocean then?
The glitter would kill too many fishes.
Poor fishes.
Hold on a second. That's strange.
What?
Instead of the usual, like counting up, it's taken up an hour, it's counting down how much time is left. Oh. We only have 34 more hours before we're out of recording, guys.
Get cracking.
We only have 34 more hours to finish up the session.
What time is it now?
I need some sleep at some point.
Can we record? Do we have to record the sleep?
And to post it on today's Gamer's Haven. Whack! Ow! Just gonna stop kicking me.
Unfortunately, Ivan doesn't snore, so he would make a very interesting.
Jessica talks in her sleep, and she beats me.
I wake up with bruises all the time. Once again, my mother told me I talk dirty in my sleep.
I talk in my sleep. I don't think it's dirty, but I talk.
I'm sorry. I don't mind talking in my sleep. It's when my mother tells me I talk dirty, and I'm... Hopefully that wasn't the one night I had, like, a gay dream.
Ryan. Yeah.
Hey, you can't say anything, Andre.
There you go.
There you go. Alright.
So, I can only see really two options aside from ignoring it.
Kidding.
Which I don't think would be very good for us anyways.
What was the other option?
Ignoring it.
What was the first option then? Sneaking in?
It was a bluff.
Bluffing.
Frontal assault.
That's a
or
bad
ignoring
idea.
It.
We could try swimming. He said there were piers on the back.
There is indeed a pier on the back.
It is without pier.
That's funny.
Fireball.
Made my agility.
Unfortunately, it's a reflex save. I mean,
I'm a 50th level caster, dude.
That doesn't matter. Your caster level means nothing unless I'm dispelling it. I'm just dodging.
No, I was going to say, I'm a 50th level caster with nothing to do but prepare higher level spells with meta magic feats, and
You're still only at 9th level spells, though. Anywho.
Actually, once you hit level 20, it's no longer really important to get beyond level 20 because you get your same spells. You never get any more spells once you hit level 20.
They're epic level spells.
Yeah.
Those are feats. You get them like feats.
I take epic fireball this level.
I take epic fail. Okay.
Alright.
Oh,
that's the other thing I need to take. That's right. Exotic weapon proficiency.
So what we could do is maybe two or three of us can try and bluff our way inside. Could look around. I'm going to try and, I don't know, maybe we could take post up top, but then the rest of you can come join us. Yes. If you feel that some of you won't be able to disguise yourselves.
I don't know that we'd be able to effectively disguise our Englishness.
Well, I'm willing to give that a shot then. If we want to try and sneak a couple people in after we sneak ourselves in, that seems like a viable option.
Which is dangerous because we are splitting.
Less dangerous for the people out here. Yeah. Works for me.
That sounds like a sound plan.
Okay. So who do we wish to send in? Us three?
Who's good at bluffing? Just you?
That's persuasion, right?
I did
right?
not increase my skills.
Not me. What did you do?
I must have not did anything.
Did you increase your stats?
Because I was going to increase persuasion, and then you suggested increasing my throwing. My persuasion is still a D4.
Power attack.
So I should take power attack?
I always think power attack is one of the first feats you should take.
Okay.
Alright, so it's Jessica, Ivan, and I sneaking in.
No,
I guess it's you.
Oh.
It was Ruda.
Ruda? Okay, I apologize.
Yes. Because we didn't think the two Englishmen and the Chinese woman would be able to sneak in.
So the Chinese woman was sneaking in.
No.
They didn't think, we didn't think the Chinese woman would be able to bluff her way in.
Okay.
There's some
Chinese
tension.
Leader, Chinese woman.
Okay.
We were walking, there's like 18 Chinese.
No, well, we think they're Chinese. We're not from.
We don't know.
We all look the same. I apologize to anyone on the internet who takes offense at that. But you do. Send hate mail to Alex Fremmel. You know, I'm just messing with you guys. Alright.
I don't think they do, Alex.
His bluff is persuasion, right?
Yes. Yeah. No, it's voting.
I wasn't sure.
No,
none of us can bluff then, because no one has voting.
No, bluff is riding.
I can do it. D8 riding, actually.
No, actually, bluff is repair. You're repairing the truth you told.
We're just assuming the truth. We want to say it.
All right, so guys walk up and knock on the door. How are you approaching this?
A
hammer.
When we approach, do the people above pop up or anything?
Well, as you guys get closer, yeah, a guy kind of leans over. You'll notice German.
Duh.
Hello!
Hello. Mm-hmm. Is the door locked?
Who are you? You whores?
Two guys and a horse.
No.
What kind of outfit is you running?
We've come to... We joined your group the other day.
What?
We joined yesterday.
Give me.
I think I remembered hiring someone hot.
Terrible, really?
16.
Holy shit.
20. 4. No, 25.
No, you weren't here yesterday.
The day before?
I think you not from here.
Where did your German accent go, sir? When did you become Asian?
No, I'm from India.
Where?
India.
Where?
India.
Where?
Past Germany.
That's Russia.
We're South Russia.
That's Austria-Hungary. Who knew? Stop arguing.
Another person walks over. He's an Irishman.
Whoa. Yeah. You inside? Where's your membership?
Why do they always have to have memberships? They're gangs.
That's it.
Come on, it's right here. He points to his hand. You'll notice he has a tattoo. Come on.
But my delicate hands.
Rudo will go ahead and pipe up.
We only joined a little while ago. We haven't got a tattooed yet.
7 verses.
Oh!
Whack!
Ah, you seem trustworthy! Go in! I'm telling you, they're infiltrators!
Oh, shut up, Hans! I think he thinks everyone is infiltrators.
Alright, let's see, in the main room.
There's roof access, bedroom, lunchroom. Okay.
So basically a bastard sword is just this lower damage greatsword.
Mm-hmm. Unless you take the feat, at which point becomes a single-handed weapon.
Which can dual-wield bastard swords at that point.
Yeah, but the penalty for dual-wielding with a non-light weapon in your offhand...
-4, -4, as opposed to -2.
Hmm.
Anyway, as you guys kind of slip in... through the front door, there's only two guys in here.
So I can buy two bastard swords and one light.
The coach drivers?
Yeah. Yes, the coach drivers. We're looking for them the entire time.
You see the old man and... Okay.
I knew we couldn't trust you.
You'll notice... we'll go with Korean and an Italian.
Yeah. What are you looking for?
Coming to look for someone?
Are we looking for someone?
Oh, monks are over there.
Okay, thank you.
Da.
What?
Da.
He speaks German.
But that's this is Russian.
That's the point.
You'll notice, much like your guys' first common room, or your first bedroom, it's kind of one giant common hall with bunk beds in it.
Did we upgrade to separate rooms yet?
Now you upgrade to rooms with only single bunk beds in it. So you only share the bedroom with one other person, as opposed to everyone.
And lounging in here, in the bedrooms, are six of them.
Ruda is credit to team.
So.
Apparently, he's left you in there.
Yes, because the German didn't trust me.
No woman.
I guess.
Speaking of which, are there any women?
Yes, there are women here.
Okay.
Are there any Chinese women?
Oh wait, I'm American. They're Asian. Let's see, is the Korean? The Korean is female. Yes. As far as you guys can tell.
As far as you can tell, she's female.
Anyway. Alright. Well, they actually all are wearing leather armor.
Okay.
You know, in reality, they don't make armor that has no emphasizes the breast.
Yeah.
Armor's armor.
It's not a leather bikini.
No. They do not wear chainmail bikinis that act as full plate.
The bunch is a thigh give again. Mid-cap?
if I show mid-drift, do I get extra deflection AC?
According to WoW, you do.
So, Ilna, they begin kind of pointing out which bunks are currently open. Or if you're hungry, the mess hall's over there.
Well, I guess I'll take a look around.
That door or that door?
The County Rome?
Mm-hmm.
County Rome?
Yeah?
Okay. So, through the door at the back of the room.
I suppose we start roaming.
Roman.
So there's possible 12 guys up on the roof now. Because there's 8 in the doors.
I assume there's people in the back here.
Nope.
No. They're all on the roof now.
It's basically a small hallway.
Do any of these doors seem particularly we're not supposed to go in them?
That one's locked back there.
The one leading
and it's and it says in like 12 different languages, keep out.
Okay, so don't go in that one.
Hmm? Alright, go through the non-locked door then.
Okay.
12 different languages. At least he's understanding of fiery wonders.
Yeah.
Couple of bathtubs and a bathroom stall, basically. Privacy curtain.
Alright.
There's no one in here.
Does it seem like it gets used very often?
Yeah. People gotta poo.
Oh, okay. So do the tubs seem like they get used very often?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay. Alright, well, I suppose we check the other side of the building now. You know, he's better outfitted than us. You don't have tubs. You don't have a bathroom.
So maybe she's still one of these tubs and stick them
in. I'm not sure I can fit that in my bag.
No.
Give it a nice deep wash and then.
Ivan, we do have a bathroom. It's the one in the bar.
Mess hall?
Yeah, kind of. It's more like. Three kind of long tables, and there's kind of a smaller buffet table over here. And in here are four people. Oh, sorry. Three people over here who are kind of sitting at this table and eating. And then over here there are three people playing cards. And there's another door leading out here, but it's just the kitchen.
So possible 6 guys on the roof.
We know there's at least 2 or 3, right?
No, there's 2.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Is it Germany than the?
That's kind of an odd little back hallway that ended up built into the building.
Most of these walls were constructed after the warehouse was built. These have been recently put here.
Okay.
It looks like this was supposed to be one big room. It's a warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll notice that, you know, kind of like makeshift walls and whatnot have been put up. You'll notice that almost all these people are armed.
Well, then we fit in.
Yeah, that's why they're not too strange about it. A lot of them are wearing gloves. Some of them are, you know, showing their hands, and all of them on their left hand, they have a tattoo. It's just a simple X.
So you could take a pin. X. There you go!
If pins existed.
You basically have to do an ink stain.
Pins do exist. They have always this. It's just they aren't exactly the pins that we're used to. They can be a feather.
You have to have a quill.
Yep, so I'm inscribing, I'm bloodying an X into my,
and mixing it with ink.
Make sure you're getting a tattoo.
You're giving yourself a really crappy and painful tattoo.
There's a reason that the tattoos are just supposed to stain the skin, right? You're, there. Alright.
Okay, well, I suppose I'll just kind of go over to the buffet table.
This looks like general fare.
This is definitely commoner's food. Things like breads, cheeses, stews. Well below your social class. In fact, you're pretty sure you're... You stick out like a sore thumb and you kind of go... He is next in line where he goes. You and Ruta, even you guys are going... You're in a room of status 2 people. even the commoners are kind of like
Well, you are feeding like 20 guys.
I guess I'll just go take a position up on the wall and relax, I guess.
Take a position up on the wall?
Oh, okay, the door is right there. Never mind, there was a wall. I misunderstood what was going on.
That's normal.
Okay. I whittle.
Okay, so you go to one of the tables and just kind of sit down and start whittling.
Okay, I need to go into the kitchen and I need to get them better food.
You're not supposed to cook. You're noble. Hello? People cook for you. Duh. That was the first thing you were taught. You have servants for that crap. Not that you treat them badly.
Guess what? I don't have any servants here.
Well, that's why you were sent to the care of other people. They cook for you. Hmm? You and your crazy notions of equality with servants. You are. That's why you're in England. Because you attempted to kill your father. Alliance potential. I want to go bag a couple of Bengal tigers! She's crawling out in the woods with her rifle, with a pair of pistols. Save the tiger. Alright. This is what you see.
Alright. So judge what we see, there's no actual way for us to sneak them in.
Yeah, it doesn't look
I suppose we can gather information. What we could do is we can take positions as the doorman. Two of us. One of us can possibly go above. And wait until, like, everyone's asleep. And we can try and sneak them past to the back room.
Yeah.
The difficult part then is that we would be trapped in the back room when the attack happens. But then again, they have to funnel to get to us, or the creatures burn the place down.
Do you think the mushroom is accessory? Do you think they could create it?
Who am I?
Tony.
Yeah, I heard any gunshots or any knives. People usually start screaming and whatnot, especially when they start getting cut.
Can you hear that? I'm supposed to be screaming. Yes. I can hear knives. Always.
Well, are there any Englishmen in here?
Yeah, there's a couple Englishmen. Okay. That there are a lot. They basically come from Tony's social class, the criminal class. As I said, he likes to recruit from foreigners, but it's not, you know, 100%.
Yeah, that was my guess. But I, you know, until we were sure, it could have been some.
As far as you can tell, he's a fairly equal opportunity criminal.